It's 5:06 and you're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. If you feel like society these days has gotten more rude, you're not alone. According to the 4th annual Civility in America survey, 70% of Americans feel that incivility has reached crisis levels in this country.
And here to talk about that with us is PM Forney. He's the director of the Civility Initiative at Johns Hopkins University and the author of The Thinking Life, How to Thrive in the Age of Distraction, as well as two other books on good manners and civility. PM, thanks for joining us.
I'm delighted to be here.
So according to this most recent civility survey, it was done recently, 70% of us think that we are in crisis mode when it comes to incivility. That's a pretty big majority of people. I mean, do you agree with that response? Are
yes.
we at a crisis level?
Yes, and these figures that are appearing in these searches of opinion are pretty consistent, and being pretty consistent over the last 10 years or so. Americans believe that incivility is a big problem, that is a national problem, and they also believe that things are not getting better, they are getting worse. Now, we can talk perhaps later of whether this perception coincides with the truth, but certainly Americans, more than any other time in the history of this country, are convinced that they are living in a rude environment day in and day out.
Well, let's jump right into that issue. Is this a matter of perception, or do you think there's some reality there that we are really more rude?
I think there is a reality, and there are ways of measuring that. One is whether we care about what others say of our actions, or the perception of our actions from others. And this, in the 1950s, until the 1950s, the ratio of people who believed a lot that what others thought of their actions is changed to 70%.
Well, that's a lot of people. I mean, one of the things I struggle with, though, is if 70% of people think that we're getting ruder, that's a majority of people. Presumably, some of those 70% are also rude themselves.
So yes, that's right. And in fact, if you ask Americans, do you think that Americans are rude? Six or seven Americans will say, yes, I think Americans are rude. But if you ask them, do you think that you are rude? In about 99.9% of the cases, the answer is no. So I think the mathematics there is a little bit fuzzy.
So we're very sensitive to other people's incivility, but we don't care enough about it to set an example ourselves?
That is one thing that is very common. We are very prompt at complaining about how others behave, especially if how their children behave. We are not very accepting of the criticism that comes from others.
Well, what do you think the internet has to do with all of this? Because, you know, we spend a lot of time online. There's all these anonymous ways to contribute our thoughts, and lots of times those thoughts are not expressed very politely, to put it very mildly. Do you think that a lot of the incivility that we feel in our daily lives is just coming from the internet?
There is no doubt. The internet is a very informal medium that happened to an already very informal society. And this makes it so that we are rude a lot of time or very often on the net because we spend so much on the net, and our children spend a lot of time on the net. So now, of course, we don't want to. We cannot eliminate the net from our lives, and I'm far from saying this, but because the net is also very important and wonderful tool, but it has also become the place where the moral toxins of our societies go. We need to have the courage to say that the net is a good thing, but it can also be bad. And because people, as you mentioned, think of the anonymity and think that they can get away with things that they could not get away with in the life and in the real world. And so the net becomes this free-for-all, and that is not pretty.
Well, we'd like to hear from you. Do you think we're becoming more incivil as a society? Are you seeing more and more rudeness, or do you think it's been the same all along? Do you think the internet is making us rude, discourteous? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can post on the Central Time Facebook page. That's Central Time on WPR. Interested in hearing your stories, your solutions to incivility in America. Again, 800-642-1234.
NPM, what do you think, you know, we should do when we encounter incivility? It seems like the majority of us are feeling it. We're feeling it at work. We're feeling it when we're out and about. What's the proper response when someone is rude?
Well, it depends. It depends, if the person who's rude to you is a person of your circles of acquaintance and friends or family, or whether it's somebody you do not know. If it's somebody you do not know who's rude to you, it pushes aside on a line at the airport, you don't have to respond. If you want, you can just continue with your life and ignore it. When instead the act of incivility comes from someone who is part of your family, your children, one of your children, your spouse, and they do something that hurts you, things are different. Because I would advise, and I always advise, I've been advising people to do this for the past 15 years, to speak up. Not in a violent way, but in a rather deliberate way, and say, you have done this yesterday. You were supposed to pick me up at 4 in the afternoon, and you didn't come, and you didn't call me that you were not coming. Now, this is something that is true, that is a fact, and nobody can change it. So first, you say what happened. Then you say to the other person, when you do this, you make me feel that you don't care about my time. And finally, the closing statement of this strategy is, I trust that in the future, if you are late, you will call me.
All right, PM, thank you.
The reason for this, the reason I say that it's better to speak up with the people that with whom we share our lives, is because if you don't say anything, they will continue to do it the next time, and there is the next time, and the next time again, and someday you're going to explode.
PM, thank you so much for joining us. I don't mean to be rude. Your phone line has just been going in and out a little, so we'll let you go at this point. But thank you so much for sharing your wisdom with us today on incivility.
Okay.
That was PM Forney. He's director of the Civility Initiative at Johns Hopkins University. He's written books on manners and civility, and his latest book is called The Thinking Life. Now we want to hear from you.
And we're wondering about what you think. This new survey that we're talking about says 70% of people think that incivility in America has reached crisis levels. People are quitting their jobs because of incivility. They think it might be leading to violence, and that we, in general, just have an incivility problem in this country. And we want to know where you've encountered it in your life and what you do when you encounter incivility, or maybe you're guilty of being rude to someone. Why do you think it is that this is kind of running away with us? Call us at 1-800-642-1234. That's 1-800-642-1234. Or you can post on the Central Time Facebook page. We're at Central Time on Wisconsin Public Radio. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. And we're talking now about incivility in America. According to a new study, 70% of Americans think that in America right now, we are in crisis mode when it comes to rudeness. And we want to know about what you do when you encounter incivility. Do you think we do have an incivility problem in the United States? And where is it coming from? Is it all down to the internet? Is it our personal choices? What's happening? Maybe new technologies like the cell phone are changing things as well. What do you do when someone is rude to you? And are you rude? 1-800-642-1234. That's 1-800-642-1234. And you can also go ahead and post on the Central Time Facebook page.
We'll go to the phones now. We have Colin with us in Madison. Colin, hi. You're on the air.
Yeah, hi. I grew up in Toronto, and I've lived in Europe also. I've been to France and Germany, England and Russia, and in my experience, America is the most friendly place that I've been. When I came to Madison, I walked down the street, or I drive down the street in the neighborhood, and people that I don't even know will just wave and say hello. And you would never do that in Toronto, and certainly never in a lot of places in Europe.
Do you find...
I will say, though, that I think that people in Europe are a lot more hospitable when you come into their homes than people in America are. But generally, for people that you don't know, especially out on the streets, I think that America is a lot more friendly, maybe civil.
And Colin, do you find that Wisconsin in particular, or do you think it's a nationwide thing?
Well, I spent some time living in Minnesota, and of course I've traveled around the U.S. I think that Wisconsin is more friendly than a lot of the other places that I've been in the U.S., but still, I think that the U.S. in general is more friendly, aside from a lot of metropolitan areas like New York and L.A., et cetera.
All right, Colin, thanks a lot. Interesting observations there and the comparisons, too.
And we'll go ahead and take Eric next. Eric's calling from Endeavor. Hi, Eric.
Hello. Hey, quick point on his call. I've lived in Southern California. I've lived all over the United States. And usually places where, like where I live now, I live in a very small village, and people talk about people in California like they're horrible and rude. When I lived in L.A., the people were way more polite there than they are here. The people here are awful.
Oh.
But the reason I call this is because I'm rude to people all the time. I don't use the internet, and I'm very careful when I text to not, because you can't really hear what I'm saying in a text with my voice inflection, so I'm very careful not to be rude. But as far as in public goes, as a kid, I got walked on all the time by being too nice, and like you said earlier, people don't want to hear criticisms of themselves, so you kind of have to put it real bluntly so they don't turn it around in their head and make it something else. So, yeah, I'm pretty blunt now.
Well, I guess that raises the question. I mean, do we have to be rude now to get by in society because things are just shifting, like you said? Do you think that you do have to learn to be blunt, or at least have that in your toolkit?
Yep, I don't enjoy it, and I am getting older, so I'm kind of trying to turn back into being a nice guy and just deal with stuff better. But as far as dealing with stuff and getting stuff done, sometimes you just got to be blunt.
All right, interesting perspective, Eric. Thanks so much for calling.
We'll go now to Ruth in Kenosha. Ruth, hi.
Hi, I am a traveling nurse, and I'm currently assigned to a hospital in Kenosha, Wisconsin. The first week I was there, I was absolutely appalled by the vulgar language and the use of the F word as if it was and or of or the. And I also think that the people there, for the most part, are extremely disrespectful of each other and to everyone. I have chosen, because I feel like I'm, in a sense, a guest at their hospital and only there for a short time, I have chosen to use kindness. I bring food. They act as though it is absolutely foreign to them. The first time I brought something, they're like, well, who brought that? They didn't even put a note who it was from. And I found the observation of that absolutely astounding, that somebody would find something negative to say about somebody who did just a kindness. So today I decided to bring brownies, and a housekeeper there that I talk with, who gets their number and has had their number for some time. We chat, and she said, you know what? They're, like, starting to warm up to your kindness. I do not expect that anything will change after I leave there. But for me, I am choosing at this particular place just to continue to use kindness, although it's very, very difficult.
Right.
I do speak up if there is something going on. The first week I was there, I heard back through the grapevine that somebody had totally backbitten me. I went to my boss and I said, this is what happened. And that person was talked to, and she has been very nice to me ever since.
All right. Well, I'm going to jump in because we've got a lot of other callers there, but thanks a lot for sharing your story, Ruth. And we never complain when random pastries show up here at Wisconsin Public Radio, name attached or not.
And that is the truth. All right. Well, thank you so much for that. And let's take a Facebook comment here. Tim on Facebook writes, all you need to do is look at the comments section of anything online that allows comments to know that people can be crass, vulgar, and hateful and rude. So looking there at what's happening online. And don't forget, you can join the conversation now. Do you think we are becoming much more uncivil? Are we in an incivility crisis? You can reach us at 1-800-642-1234. That's 1-800-642-1234. And we go next to Ken joining us in Kiel. Hi, Ken.
Hello. I agree that the lack of civility in conversation is gone. I think people have a total disrespect for another person's opinion. Not that you have to agree with them, but you simply do not even give them the opportunity to express themselves. That the just an intolerance to anybody that's not your way. I belong to a Franciscan order, and we have what we call civility in discourse. And we ask for a commitment from anybody and everybody to have civility in discourse. We've done it in Washington with politicians. We do it within ourselves, within our order, and anybody that online can join in by making that commitment. And we have found that it has really increased the ability to converse with people, either one-to-one or in a group, by knowing that we're going to listen and let somebody have their voice. Not that you have to agree, but you're giving them respect.
Ken, I want to ask, what after you've been working with, say, politicians on this for a while, what do you hear from them? What do they say after going through this?
The majority of them are positive about it and wanting to do it. Very few have just turned us away, but the majority of them are willing to commit and sign on. Now, whether we haven't followed to see if they actually behave that way in political discussions or anything, but at least they're making it publicly known because it's available to see who has committed to it, that we've agreed to be this way.
Ken, very interesting.
It's with the Franciscan Action Network in Washington, D.C.
Interesting. Ken, that's an interesting project. Thanks a lot for sharing it with us. We'll go now back to the phones. We've got Eric in Madison. Hi, Eric.
Hello. I just wanted to make a comment on regional civility, and I think there's a lot of truth to this saying Midwest nice. On my travels out east, I particularly found in the D.C. and Boston area that civility is lacking in daily interaction. And I'm reminded of a Bob Dylan lyric, the country I come from is called the Midwest. I also think earlier to one of the caller's comments on kindness, I'm reminded of a quote of Plato that everyone should remind themselves of daily is be kind, for everyone fights a great battle.
Oh, yeah, that's a really good quote. I like that, too. And Eric, I've always heard, maybe it's because I'm from Wisconsin, but I've always heard Minnesota nice. I'd like to think
I'm from Iowa originally, and I think it's really true anywhere in the region that Midwest hospitality and generosity is something we really take pride in here.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling with that, Eric. We appreciate it.
We'll go now to Jessica in Eau Claire. Jessica, just 30 seconds or so.
Hey, I just wanted to mention, and thanks for taking my call. I find it very interesting. I'm 25 years old. I've worked in customer service for a while, and lived in Wisconsin my entire life, I think that it's getting construed now that maybe kindness or friendliness is seen sometimes now as being naive almost, and that you almost have to be assertiveness, and maybe rudeness is now being very blurred with the idea of being assertive and blunt, and I've struggled with this myself, and I just wanted to comment that I've been called naive for sometimes doing things that I think is just kind or friendly.
All right. Jessica, keep being kind. Thanks a lot for all of your calls today. We've been talking about incivility in America. You can keep the conversation going on the Central Time Facebook page. That's at Central Time on WPR.